More and more industries are increasing their use of automation, and that affects jobs both in this country and abroad. Hernan Winkler writes about how robots used by American companies can cost workers in other countries their jobs. He's a senior economist at the World Bank, and he joins me. And Hernan, when you look at the costs and benefits of automation and how it affects workers, I'm wondering, where do you come out on how we should be thinking about this?
Well, I think that's exactly how should we thinking about it, is about the costs and the benefits. On the one hand, you have that robots can destroy some jobs, but at the same time, robots can create many others. They can make industries more efficient, more productive. They can allow many companies to join a global value chain and start exporting and create more jobs for people both in developed and developing countries. Of course, it's difficult to balance both the benefits and costs, but we know that in the long term, more technology is always better than no technology at all.
So when you talk about the possibility of both adding and losing jobs, let's talk about the adding first. What kinds of jobs could be added by increased automation?
Well, what automation does is that, by definition, it replaces certain tasks that some workers tend to perform, such as workers in the assembly line or any tasks that are repetitive. But it benefits many other workers that have those skills that are difficult to replace with new technologies. Anything that involves human interaction, being creative, working teams, all these abilities become more valuable in the labor market as automation increases. And all those workers who have these skills tend to benefit not only in terms of more job opportunities, but also in terms of higher wages.
And in terms of the jobs that are lost, these are mostly manual jobs, low wage, low skill kind of jobs, right?
Yes. In the case of robots, that is exactly correct. I mean, if you think about the auto industry, you see the typical picture of a robot in the assembly line. That robot is exactly substituting those type of workers who are in the assembly line doing more repetitive tasks.
How does it affect the economy of a given place when you're sort of making that transfer? You're maybe adding some of those high-tech, high-wage type jobs, and you're losing some of the low-tech, low-wage jobs.
Well, there are many things that happen. I mean, one of the things that we find in the case of Mexico is that earnings inequality at the local level tends to increase. Why? Because it affects negatively workers that are with low skills, but it benefits higher skilled workers. So as a result, you have an increase in the disparity of wages. I mean, the wage gap between the high skill and the low skill people tend to increase.
How does that impact the people who are affected, and how does it impact, you know, the places where they live? I mean, I would imagine that most economists would say increasing the wage gap is not a good thing.
Well, I mean, the thing is that you have to have in place policies to address those issues, right? That's why you need to think about which policies need to be put in place to help those displaced workers find another job.
Are there specific industries where we're seeing this sort of automation taking place more and more in the U.S. that's affecting downstream workers in other countries?
Yes, I think that the typical example is the auto industry. The car manufacturing industry was one of the first movers in terms of automation, not only in the U.S., but also in other countries. In Mexico, the car industry is almost as automated as in the U.S. And this is important because it also shows us that whenever a rich country automates, incorporates technology, some developing countries may follow. And that's important because that allows developing countries to increase productivity and to increase trade with rich countries. So we clearly see in the car industry a lot, but we're also starting to see in many other industries, in the plastic industry, in the machineries, computers, even in agriculture now there are robots.
How long a time frame do you think these kinds of things take from, like, when a company decides, okay, we're going to increase our use of automation, to some of the other workers feeling the effects of that, to maybe those workers being able to get trained in other skills so that they might be able to get other jobs?
Well, clearly to think about these type of issues, these are solutions that require a lot of thinking because it requires rethinking how we think about education, how we think about preparing the skills of workers for the future. These things don't happen overnight, and no one has a crystal ball to say how long will it take for automation to increase substantially. What we know are the trends. Automation has increased substantially in many countries, and it's also increasing very rapidly in the developing world. I think that's why we need to invest in solid research to find out sooner than later who are the ones who are affected by these technological trends.
What do you see going forward as far as the increased use of automation?
Well, I definitely, if we see the current trends, the number of robots per worker has been increasing in almost every country. What is interesting is that it's, in Mexico, it's increased very fast over the last couple of years. So developing countries can catch up rapidly. And this is a message that is very important from our research, is that the response to technology is more technology, not less. Developing countries need technologies to become richer, to create more jobs, to become more productive. And clearly in the developing world, the main danger is not an invasion of robots, but it's rather the lack of capacity to absorb new technologies.
All right. That's Hernán Winkler, a senior economist with the World Bank. Hernán, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.